Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio and on the phone, we have some folks to discuss the Banff Mountain Film Festival, which is coming up this Friday. On the phone, Shauna Strain is with Banff. Welcome to Morning Edition, Shauna.
Hello there.
Hello.
Great to be here.
Wonderful. It's great to have you here. In the studio, we have Cindy Edwards and Kylene Fremling from the Haim Center. Let's talk about Banff. That's coming up this Friday. And Cindy, this is exciting because it's on weekend rather than in the middle of the week.
It is. It's a miracle. We're so excited. A lot of times, you know, at night, people are like, oh, it's getting late here in Sitka. But this week, I mean, this year, we don't care because it's a Friday night. You can stay the whole time and you can sleep in the next morning. So it's a date night. We're very excited.
Well, talk a little bit, if you can, about this film festival and how long it's been running in Sitka. How many years has it come here to Sitka?
Yeah, Shauna, you might help us out with that, actually, how long it's been coming here to Sitka. The Haim Center has been helping out with it for the last 3 years. And but the group is a really broad spectrum group from our town. But we've been helping out with 3 years. But, gosh, I'm not sure how long it was happening before that. Do you know, Shauna?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I just looked it up.
Yay!
The first time we visited Sitka was in 2003.
All right.
And Shauna, this is a film festival that, of course, visits many other places than Sitka. Can you talk about what Banff actually is and where it goes?
I sure can. Well, this year for us in Banff was really exciting because it was our 40th anniversary. So since we first started as a small local event in Banff, we now visit over 40 different countries.
And what kind of films are shown?
Mostly the films have to do with outdoor adventures. But you'll also see some films that have a more of an environmental theme or a cultural theme. Or you'll see films that blend all of these topics together.
Now, can you talk a bit about where it started? And did you originally envision that you'd be traveling So internationally with this film festival?
I don't think they ever envisioned they'd be traveling internationally when they started. In Banff, the November season is typically the season between summer hiking, climbing, and the start of our ski season. So in those gray days, the local community put together a film festival really meant to be just for the Banff community to help them bridge that gap between their sports seasons. And I don't think they ever envisioned that that first show would be as popular as it was. The very first show, they sold out. Last night, they moved to a bigger venue on our campus. And very quickly, audience members started suggesting that we take the film out on the road and visit other communities, because many people were traveling here to try to be part of our festival. So that was the grassroots of the tour. And it was roughly probably in 1985 that we went on the road for the first time. And we visited five locations in Canada, partnering with the Alpine Club of Canada.
And
so, anyway, the popularity has continued to grow. Yeah.
And Sitka is one of an enthusiastic follower of the film festival. I'm going to ask Kylene, How does this work? Is there an individual or a committee that works on bringing the festival here, and how do you decide which films to show?
Yeah, so we have an entire committee that comes together, and this year our committee is kind of a wide range of people as far as ages, backgrounds, all sorts of stuff. And then we look at the list of films that Banff selects, and we kind of go over the reviews and what other venues have said about the films, and we're trying to get a good mix of films as far as like good cultural pieces or like really exciting, cool, like ski films with really awesome adventure shots. And so everyone kind of goes home, reviews the list, and then comes back and we all kind of discuss and see like, oh yes, we really love this film, or oh no, no, let's not put that one in there, that's not for Sitka. And yeah, I think we ended up with a lot of great films this year.
How many films?
I think think we're going to have maybe between 8 and 10 films.
8 and 10?
Yeah, they range in length. Some of them are shorter films. I think our shortest film this year is 2 minutes. It's a really funny one, though, so I'm looking forward to people seeing that. And then they can go up to 46 minutes, too.
Well, a question for the three of you. Do you have a favorite film that's going to be showing in Sitka? And if so, can you give a little preview?
Sure, I can do that. I think one that Sitkins will like is one called Denali, and it's a story about a guy and his dog. It's kind of a tribute to his best friend. And with as much as Sitkins love their animals here, I think people are going to really love that one. It's a really, like, heart-wrenching, great story.
And isn't that one from the dog's perspective?
Yeah. It's actually told from the dog's perspective. So kind of interesting little twist there. Yeah.
Cindy, do you have a fave?
You know, I am actually in love with all of them, I have to say. So
Very diplomatic.
I do. I think they all just bring an element. And because they've all gone through that vetting system at the Banff event in November that Sean is talking about, they're all winners. You know, it just, you can't go wrong.
Can you choose another one you could preview? No? Okay, Shauna, how about you?
Okay, I'd love to do this. Although I have to admit, I'm like Cindy, it is really hard to pick your favorite film, because I bet you as you watch the show, each film will be your next favorite film. But the one I'll highlight is called Operation Moffat, and this film was recognized by our jury and given a special jury mention. It's quite special, and then it takes us across the pond to the UK, and you'll meet two delightful filmmakers, Claire Carter and Jen Randall, and you do see them in the film. What they've done is a profile of this amazing woman named Gwen Moffat. And when we first meet Gwen in the film, she's 90 and a half years old, and through the course of the film, she turns 91. And she is Britain's first female mountain guide. And this woman is so passionate about mountains. And you'll see that she still has this incredible, vibrant energy. And through this story, Claire Carter is in love with Gwen Moffat. She's been a mentor of her for a long time. So that story also unfolds. We meet Gwen, but we also get to watch Claire trying to follow her hero in her footsteps. And the two of them, two filmmakers, Jen Randall and Claire Carter, head off on these great, what they call Gwen ventures, where they try to live or recreate things that Gwen has done in her lifetime in the same style that she did them at the time when she was doing them. So it's just a really magical little film, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it.
And I think many Sitkins will be able to relate that story to similar individuals who have lived in Sitka. I have a few names floating around in my head right now. Shauna, so these films go through a vetting process. About how many are submitted every year?
So the festival is a film competition. And last year we received 350 films into the competition. That list of films is watched by a whole bunch of people locally in Banff who vote on them and take them down to 89 finalists. And that's what we show over our 10-day festival. From that list, based on what we learn from the people watching films at the festival, our jury members, tour hosts, different locations who join us at festival, we take that list down to the 30 most favorite films to tour. So what we've been picking, the list we've been picking from for the films that will be shown in Sitka are those 30 films.
Okay, and then Sitkins, a committee of Sitkins, have chosen a number. Mm-hmm.
And another very important person in that process is you will all be meeting Michelle DeCamp, who's absolutely delightful. Michelle has been on tour with the films since we launched this past November. She's been in many different communities, and she's been advising the committee in Sitka on what she's seen in other communities and how the films combine well and what are the real favorites and stuff. So she's looking at your community and your interests there and then really trying to match our film program to what works well for Sitka.
And providing a broader context for Sitka.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Cindy and Kylene, give us the nuts and bolts about Friday. When and where should people show up? Where can they get tickets?
Well, they should buy their tickets in advance, first of all. They're at Old Harbor Books, and hooray for Old Harbor Books for doing that great service to our community of selling tickets for all these events. So run down there and give them a hug and buy your ticket at Old Harbor Books, or you can come to the Hame Center and buy them there.
The show will be this Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Great. Well, we are just about out of time. Any parting thoughts for any of our guests?
Just looking forward to Friday night, and hopefully you'll get your ticket ahead of time so you can get in the door and get ready. Show starts at 7, and I think it's just going to be a splendid evening of hurrah.
Yeah, I'm really excited for everyone in Sitka here to see these films that we've been picking out. I think everyone's going to really love the show.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us.
I'd just like to say, just in parting, that one day I hope I can make it to Sitka. But it's been really nice joining you by phone. So at least that's my first step to getting there.
It's nice speaking with you, Shauna. We've been speaking with Shauna Strain from Banff Mountain Film Festival, also Kylene Fremling and Cindy Edwards from the Hame Center.